Our guest at the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
I follow your blog, and you wrote a thing recently called Whiskey in the Big Red. Not on the Big Red, but in the Big Red, and we're referring to the Red River. This goes back to the time...
late 1850s.
Okay, so right before the Civil War.
Yes.
And at that time, the Red River was at least somewhat navigable.
Yes. There was a what's called a raft, which was really a log jam down around Shreveport. But they started cleaning that out. There were ways to get around it. And there were steamboats, steamships, that came way up into almost into what up to Red River County.
Which is Clarksville. Clarksville is the county seat, of Red River County. And then I was reading a little bit more about this, and basically the railroads coming pretty much ended the need.
They knew it was inevitable.
Right. The navigation of the Red River. Anyway, this is a great story about 300 oak barrels of whiskey,
yes,
being transported down the Red River, presumably going all the way to New Orleans, but never made it.
And I have no idea where the 300 barrels came from.
Yeah.
But they were being shipped. The Red fluctuated, the level of it fluctuated constantly. You know, one morning it would be low, and by maybe 2 hours later it was high enough for the ship to push off and mm-hmm. go a little further.
Mm-hmm. And this ship was being piloted by a gentleman named Captain James Broadwell, and he was taking these, I'm sure he had other thing, 500 right. bales of cotton,
yes.
also, and the ship was called the Lafitte. No doubt after Captain Jean Lafitte. But among the cargo on the ship, 300 oak barrels of good whiskey. And so what happened?
Well, he sailed on down. He was at Mrs. Gaffney's pier. He went down a little further to
the Black Bayou.
Mm-hmm. And the water went down again. And here comes his partner. Now, Captain
Broadwell
ran the boat, but somebody else was owned mm-hmm. part of the lien on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted demanded his payment right now. And Broadwell said, no. My contract says I have to sign it in New Orleans, the Crescent City. And the other guy said, well, I'm going to go get the sheriff. And when he did, by the time he did, the boat sank.
And the boat had been grounded
right.
For a time, which allowed this argument and this contretemps to take place.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it was the beginning of the Civil War. Once the Civil War started, these lawsuits that had been involved during the United States period became almost null and void until Reconstruction. But when it was finally settled, Broadwell was correct. It had to be signed. It had to be paid in New Orleans.
So this legal battle
yes.
went on for quite some time. I think
yes.
you said it was decided in 1866, so after the Civil War.
Right.
So several
so this
years.
was typical of a you know, they some of these lawyers made sure that this was covering him. This was to his advantage, and he knew it was to his advantage.
But but nobody ever found the 300 barrels
Mm-mm.
of whiskey.
Since whiskey barrels will float, I suspect that during that time, between the time the boat went under and it was the lawsuit finished, I'm sure several people in North Texas enjoyed that whiskey.
But is it, you said resident scavengers and treasure seekers have combed the waters at Mrs. Gaffney's Landing, which is somewhere we think around Clarksville.
Right.
Ever since the event, although the channel has changed more than once, But and I think you're probably right that somebody came up with that that whiskey, but nobody really knows what.
And nobody's going to admit it.
Well, I think maybe the statute of limitations has run out, if not the lives, and I'm sure the lives of everyone involved. But great story, and you know, a story of the old days of the Red River as a navigable.
Oh, it has an amazing history.
Yeah. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You're quite welcome.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with more.